This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on a Feel Good Friday, Valentine's Day 2025. You know, I hear a lot of people, McMonagle driving in, you know, complaining about, oh, you know, Valentine's Day and the corporations are tricking us into buying all this stuff. And I said, you know what? That's a bad take. Because what is happening in Valentine's Day, even though the corporations are tricking us into buying stuff, is it's a boost for the economy, is it not? You know, I went to the local flower shop yesterday, and I bought something. They were hustling around. It's a big day of the year for them, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
Some of these small businesses, chocolate places, they're pumping out chocolates like crazy. It's a boost to the economy. And you're not making the chocolate and the flowers out in China, are you? No, I don't think so. You're making them around here. So go out. And then the restaurant business, my Lord.
Yes.
The restaurant. Think about that. Everybody's got to go out to dinner. I'm going out to dinner. Prefix menu, the whole thing.
Get yourself a bottle of wine.
Bang. Boost the economy.
It's all about boosting the economy. I like it.
Get something from Willamette Valley like you liked out there in Oregon.
Willamette.
It's not Willamette?
No, Willamette.
Willamette Valley?
Yeah.
Is it Napa Valley or Napa Valley?
No, it's Napa Valley.
Napa Valley, yes.
Yeah, Russian River.
Russian River.
Yeah.
Pinot Noir.
Yes. And sea smoke.
A little sea smoke, which we love. And all that from American vineyards. And the meat.
And the meat.
That I will be eating.
Wagyu?
I don't know if I'm going to go that crazy, but meat I will be eating.
Getting a lot of meat?
Yes. A lot of meats. And they're boosting the economy. So stop complaining about having to buy stuff.
You going to Teller's?
No, not this time. I was just at Teller's.
Okay.
I'm switching it up. I've actually been to Teller's, I think, 5 times in the last three months.
You should have, like, a frequent flyer card at Teller's.
I should. And you know what? There is never too much Teller's. But we switched it up because the last time I took Gina out to dinner was Teller's.
I did get a message that one of my employees, Mike Hill.
Yeah, the guy who ripped his scrotum open.
Yes, the guy who ripped his scrotum open in the bike tour, yes. He got online Wednesday night at 2 a.m., to get a ticket to go see Paul McCartney, and he waited all day online, and he got one ticket. And, you know, Mike's a performer. He's a singer.
Yeah, I know he's a singer. He's actually a very good singer.
Yeah, very good singer.
So what time did the box office open?
Yeah, well, I didn't get that.
Well, I have to ask him, because I want to know. So he started at 2 a.m. How long did he wait on the line? That's what I want to know. So this is a guy that Boomer's texting. If you haven't heard the story, during the 40-mile bike tour, he crashed. He takes pictures for the foundation, and he was taking a picture behind him, not knowing where he was going, and he crashed into a paraplegic biker, fell over him, and the pedals of his bike ripped his scrotum open. And he finished the 40-mile bike tour because he works for Boomer.
Yes.
If he had worked for some sissy pussbag, he would have probably put some ice on that thing and quit. But no. He said, this is for a cause. I don't care. I'm going to finish this damn thing. And he did. That's the type of guy he is. Yeah. So I wonder if he knew it was only one ticket. It said only one ticket on the website, but he's probably just waiting there and thinking, oh, you know, I'll take somebody. I'll take my girlfriend. I'll take my friend at the one ticket.
Yeah. I don't know if he's up right now, but I sent him a message so he could call in just to give us the lowdown on what.
What do you mean you don't know he's up right now?
Because Plansker sent me.
Oh, I thought you said Mike Hill sent it to
me. One of his colleagues at my office sent me that he was standing on. I just want to know how much time he took off from work to stand on there on this line.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, so this might not be a good thing for him now I'm thinking about it. He probably should change his story.
It's going to count as a day off.
It has to. Exactly.
And hopefully he ran it up the flagpole.
Is it in? An excuse day off?
Well, you know, I
did he inform you guys of this?
I didn't know anything about it until just now.
Yeah.
And if his boss says it's okay, then it's okay.
And Plansker's his boss?
Yes.
You're not technically his boss. You could be.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I want to support what their projects are and, you know, help them get through the day and make sure that they are fulfilled at their job.
Well, at least he got a ticket in this whole thing for McCartney at the Bowery Ballroom. At least he, even though he waited two in. So he was definitely one of those guys that I saw on that line.
Yep.
When I passed him at 4:55.
Yeah, he should be up now and ready to rock and roll. I mean, 7 o'clock. I mean, come on.
Yeah, wake up, man. Come on.
So I was telling Al and Eddie.
Yeah.
That last night somehow on my Instagram feed, I got this animal rescue feed thing coming through.
Okay.
From the Arctic. And it's where...
Whoa. From the Arctic?
Yeah. Well, this is where most of the animal rescues take place. And it's with polar bears and turtles.
Oh, I thought you meant like whales. I thought you meant like adopting dogs and stuff like that. Like
No. And what's amazing is I got caught up and I just couldn't get enough of it. It's like the barnacle parasite thing that attaches themselves to these polar bears and these whales and turtles and these people up there. These animals try to find the ship and try to find the people to get the people to help the animals. And there was one session where there was like four little cubs for a polar bear.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think you're not going anywhere near those cubs with that polar bear.
Yeah, because the mama polar bear's got to be closer.
Yeah, but the mama polar bear sees her cubs struggling because they got these parasites all over
them. Wait, what? Hold on a second. What are these parasites?
Well, they're like barnacles.
They got barnacles on them?
I think they're
barnacles like you have to be in the water for time to get barnacles on
them? So also you'll see these whales that will show up. And they will spray the barnacle because the whale is coming up asking to have the barnacles removed. Or
it comes up and goes, hey.
Well, it could be a seal. Could be a seal. Could be a dolphin. It's like they're looking for somebody to help them relieve them of the weight and the pain, I guess, that is associated with these freaking parasites.
And they're barnacles.
Yeah, they're barnacles.
Wow.
Mostly barnacles. I saw some other things.
This is one of the saddest things I've ever heard.
It is, but it's also...
How did it happen?
I don't know. I just got caught into it last night, and I saw about 30 of these things, and I couldn't get enough of it.
And then they start scraping the barnacles off the whales?
Yes, and it's a pretty big deal, man.
But how do they get onto the whale to scrape off the barnacles?
Well, the barnacle is like a seafaring parasite.
But a barnacle...
Are you on a barnacle on the side of your boat?
Yeah, listen, but I'm telling you, all right. To me, I hear barnacle...
Yes.
Like, that's a thing that is stuck to the bottom of the boat that has been there for a long time.
And that's exactly right.
You really got to scrape that thing off.
I was just watching it. I didn't really get into it and dive into the weeds.
You can't bring it up and then not have all the answers, man. Now you dragged me right into this thing. I need the answers. Yeah, see, I'm looking at barnacles. This is, I'm seeing these barnacles. So you telling me polar bears got these things on them too?
Yeah. But it was fascinating. I couldn't get enough of it.
So is this a problem? Like, are there whales and polar bears that are dying now because of this?
Well, I'm assuming that they are, but it's basically, I guess, if you're one of these Arctic, conservation boats that are up in the Arctic and they're floating around up there and they come across these things, and it's remarkable. I think it's very inspiring for the people that are doing it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's got to be very hard work.
Whales have barnacles, like, you know, I don't think that's uncommon. Maybe this is a different kind that is maybe more aggressive and more problematic.
I don't know how you get to a whale. in order to scrape the barnacle off.
Like Boomer said, it would come to you.
See, so...
That's a turtle.
That's a turtle.
That's a turtle they pulled out of there.
And that is actually in a lab.
Yeah.
So they pulled the turtle out of the water, brought it back, and they were, you know, they had to get these barnacles off the turtle because they're so heavy.
Yeah, man, oh, man. You know what's funny is there's been so many people in your life that have asked things from you.
Yeah.
That your algorithm has given you sucking parasites. It's like this guy, man, he's funding everybody's life.
It is amazing.
Let's throw some life-sucking parasites his way. He'll know exactly what we're talking about.
But the polar bears are kind of in trouble anyway, but aside from
they're protected, of course.
Yeah, but they're declining in numbers. Boomer, don't listen. Because of climate change, Gio. Oh,
Jesus.
Steve's in Newark. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, so all night last night and on TikTok, they got these seals with the white puss coming out of them. The lady's scraping it.
Yeah.
And all I could think about was what they were doing to Chris Lopez's back.
yeah, it was kind of like that.
Oh,
exactly.
My God, Steve, that is perfect. Oh, my God. If CeeLo were a seal, this is what would happen to him. I wonder if Dr. Rafaelov would go up there in the Arctic and help out these whales and these seals and these... Is it north or south? Is it Antarctica or is it north?
Arctic is north.
North, right. Okay.
Arctic, yeah.
All right. Let's go to Sal in Brooklyn. What's going on, Sal?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, Gio, anything slow or dormant, not moving in the water, that's where the barnacles latch onto. So these whales aren't exactly, dolphin species.
Yeah, but, it was also seals.
Yeah, correct. But they're laying down. You know, the seals are laying down when they do lay down. And they come across each other. But, Boomer, you're not wrong. It was beautiful to watch. But the majority, when these barnacles land on these things, it's too much weight for them. Their buoyancy comes off, and then they end up drowning.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's why they come up and they look for help. They actually do look for help.
Agreed.
Wow.
And you know what? Good for humanity, man. It just shows that there's still some good people out there doing what they're doing. You know what?
So, good for humanity. Yes, that's what I say.
Good for humanity.
I mean, there's some people out here with barnacles on them.
Like I was going to say, if there were land barnacles, I would definitely have a couple. How slow moving I am. Like, I would be acquiring barnacles all over the place. There's no two ways about it. Yeah, good for humanity. So you're telling me the polar bears had the barnacles on, Jim?
I don't know. It looked like it.
Yeah, I saw pictures, Gene.
You did?
I did.
Right, you tell me.
How the hell are they getting barnacles on? Well, that's AI right there.
Is AI?
Yeah, that's AI.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Then we may have some AI stuff then.
Oh, my God. Boomer.
Yeah. I got stuck in an AI warp, time warp then.
You cannot tell me. Oh, whoa.
I'm going to him.
No. You cannot tell me with a straight face you thought that was real.
There were a couple of them that looked unbelievably real. Especially the seals.
That turtle thing you showed me, real. That thing that showed me was one of the fakest looking things I've ever seen in my life. It looked like a cartoon. Show that. Wait, Al, come in here, please.
Are you telling me this? You tell me, is that AI?
Yes. Yes, that's AI. He's looking at AI barnacles.
Yeah, that's AI.
Yeah. Show him the other one.
Sure?
Positive. I mean, this might be a thing.
Yeah, maybe a thing.
It might be a thing with the barnacles, but what you're seeing, show them the polar bear
one. I'm trying to find it, and where it just won't.
The polar bear one, if you see this, I'm sorry, this is old man technology like you've never seen before.
Yeah, they got me.
I mean, that's another fake one, right?
Yeah. The whale's too clean.
Yeah. But I wish you could see the polar bear one. That was unbelievable. Mike in Oceanside. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's going on? No, I was calling in exactly for that. My dad called me the other night, and he's telling me about these whales. They're, like, swimming onto ships, and they're throwing barnacles off. I was like, Dad, I saw that video, too. That's AI, bro.
I'm telling you, this could not be all AI. This can't be all AI.
Oh, everything you're showing is AI. Everything.
I'm sorry,
bro. You're telling me that turtle in the lab is AI.
That turtle was not. Everything else that you showed me.
The turtle's probably not.
Because like
Gio was saying, it takes a while for you to get a barnacle on you. So to have the polar bears having them, that's AI.
Wow.
The whales and the turtle, maybe. But that polar bear, I saw the video. I was like,
there's no way, right?
Point, it was like sitting on its butt like a human.
Yeah.
And it just started like throwing up water that was like fake cartoon water. I was like, what? This is not real.
Oh my God, I love
so
this.
So you're telling me.
Hold on.
I'll tell you what, it is unbelievable. if I got caught into this crap, look at this.
Yeah, it's all, wait, hold on. Those are fake people. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Those are fake people.
You think so?
Yeah. Yep. Oh my God.
That is scary. That is scary.
Yeah, that's fake. That is fake. That is not real at all. That is unbelievable. I mean, I know that it's good AI. That polar bear one was terrible. That one was, the thing was just sitting there. And then the one you showed me where they were pulling a dolphin out of the water upright.
Well, there's no way that the one with the seal is not.
Well, the turtle was real because they had it in a lab and they were taking it off. Did you see the one where they pulled the seal standing up upright off the boat and his little flippers were here and they were like pulling it up and it was like.
Sorry. So look at the size of that turtle.
What?
Yeah, that's not real.
Yeah, that seems fake.
It seems fake because it is. I mean, if you click on the descriptions of these things, it'll say AI on them, like hashtag AI.
Yeah, that one is. I don't know.
That one looks real.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't say. Not say hashtag AI. So I don't know. Maybe some of it is. Maybe some of it is.
Well, some of it definitely is. The polar bear one was hilarious.
All right, well, hold on. Paul in Seaford, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I'm a bio teacher here, just getting some insight on that barnacle stuff.
Yeah.
So what happens is, like, these barnacles, they self-fertilize and they release their larvae in the water, and, like, their larvae just sticks to these whales and these turtles, and then it starts to grow that, like, calcium shell. So it's... they're really releasing that, the sperm and the egg into the water, and then it glues onto these animals. So if that whale is close to a boat, it's going to get barnacle larvae on it, and that thing's just going to grow. But for the most part, it's like something called like commensalism. So like it doesn't really affect the whale, but those barnacles to like feed through the whale, like swimming through the ocean.
Yeah, I mean, I know that I've seen whales with barnacles. A turtle was a real thing. What they're showing here and these dolphins and whales asking people for help to get these barnacles off of them and then lifting them onto the boat and spraying them off is completely artificial intelligence. That is right there. So I feel better about this because I thought this was a big problem. I thought that polar bears were getting taken down and drowning in the water due to these barnacles.
It's remarkable, actually, then. Because I don't see anywhere where it says AI on any of this.
You're still disputing that these things
are... No, I'm not saying that.
I said generally they'll put AI, like hashtag AI on some of them.
Yes.
But not all the time.
All right.
Yeah, that's completely fake. It means not even close to being real.
Mm. That's interesting. That is scary, then. That is the most real thing I've ever seen.
No, it's not. It's not the most real thing. You got to give yourself more credit.
No, that is the most real thing I've ever seen.
It's not. The most real thing you've ever seen is what's happening right now.
I was saying, from an AI perspective is what I'm saying.
All right.
This is why we got to have AI. Oh, never mind.
Woof. I mean, I hate to say it.
Well, you actually just ruined my morning. It's a feel-good Friday. I ruined your morning? Yes.
We just found out that this barnacle problem is not that big of a problem. And these AI
it's a problem.
It's not a problem.
In some cases, it is a problem.
In the cases you saw, not a problem. There aren't polar bears with the barnacles. There aren't dolphins that are coming up asking for help from people. It's not a problem. So how can I be ruining your morning?
This ruined my morning.
How?
I don't know. You just
you
have a way about you.
What do you mean?
I don't know why you're screaming.
Because you said I ruined your morning.
Yeah, but
you're the one who fell for the crap. I didn't.
I'm telling you, part of it is not. Part of it now I can see that it is.
90% of it is AI. It's just this.
Hey, Rui, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Boomer?
Hey, man, what's going on, man? Tell me, what can I do about this?
Exactly why I'm calling, man.
All right.
You need to open up your huge checkbook. You know, these whales are getting killed by the windmills.
Yeah, my checkbook ain't that huge, no matter what Eddie says.
The windmills are killing these whales. Now the barnacles, you got to help out.
That's what I'm talking about. Save the whales. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
I'm all about ripping down the windmills, yes.
Eddie, did you see any articles on this?
Yeah, looking further into it, it says that it's nearly impossible for barnacles to attach to polar bears. And there's this thing that examining viral claims about barnacle-covered polar bears and debunking them.
There you go.
Barnacle-covered polar bears.
You know, Boomer, I just want to live in a world.
Yes.
Where humans and animals can live together harmoniously.
Me too.
That's all I'm asking for. Yes. I don't know about you. That's all I'm asking for.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Feel Good Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I think that Valentine's Day tip people have used. I've considered using it as well in the past prior to marriage. So that's got to be the GOAT Valentine's Day tip there from Al Dukes. And speaking of Al Dukes, if you go to his X account, he put out a picture of Boomer saving a barnacle-laden polar bear by scraping off the barnacles via AI, as Boomer was so concerned about the...
You know, I actually look pretty pretty comfortable in the Arctic there, Al, don't I?
Yeah, like you've done this before.
Yeah, so he's scraping those barnacles off the polar bear to make sure that polar bear can continue to live the life that it wants to up there, as Boomer was fooled by a couple AI barnacle videos as he went down a rabbit hole on Instagram Reels. We found out it was AI. Tom Izzo and Andrew Kaplan back there are working on putting that video out of us realizing it was AI.
You say it to Andrew Kaplan. Oh, yeah, I've seen those videos before.
He goes, that's the fakest thing ever.
Yeah.
What he said. he goes, he thought those were real? And I said, oh, yeah, he did.
Well, it started with the turtle ones in the lab.
Yeah, I know you're trying to defend yourself on this.
I'm saying,
I know you're trying, but some of those, when you turned to me with that polar bear one, I honestly almost peed my pants.
I know, the Boomer ones you're saying, I know. I put them out there.
Yeah, we got them out there. Al beat you to the punch on that one. There, Izzo. Oh, my God. That was great. Okay. Jerry is here. Jerry, did you see some of these barnacle scraping videos?
No.
Would you like to take a look at one?
I have no idea what you guys are referencing right now.
All right. I'll tell you quick, just in case, because you're like a listener who might have tuned out and then tuned back in that might have missed something great.
Yeah, I was watching Cam Newton for the last 20 minutes.
All right, well, we'll get to that because he always says some interesting stuff. So, Boomer goes in. Yesterday, he gets wrapped up in these videos where apparently there is a problem in the Arctic with barnacles on seals and dolphins and whales and polar bears. So he goes, man, this is incredible. They're scraping these barnacles off of these animals. And it's really, and this guy calls up from Brooklyn. He goes, you know, good for humanity that they're scraping these barnacles off of these animals.
Hurts their buoyancy.
it hurts their buoyancy. And good for humanity. So then he finds one and shows it to me. And immediately I'm like, that's fake. It's AI. It's not real. So this entire time, he's thinking that these...
I got to be honest. Why would you not think it's real?
It's fake as hell, man.
Okay. I also see Palmolive commercials with the oil-soaked birds that get washed in a sink.
Yes.
That looks like AI, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you right now, there's a generational line of when people can realize something's AI and not
holes.
I'm just telling you that is the fakest stuff I've ever seen.
Well, why would you make that?
I don't know.
Well, maybe to make a point.
About what point? That there's fake barnacles on polar bears?
Well, it also got me to think, you know, what the hell? Who knows?
Oh, my God. Anyway.
I would have fallen for it, too, sir.
Yeah, well.
Well, like I told him, it started with a turtle in a lab. Where you could obviously say to yourself, they're trying to... They caught this turtle in a trap or something, or in some sort of fishnet, which obviously has happened.
Man, This is great.
And you know me, being the turtle that I am.
You are a turtle.
That's right.
Oh, it started with a turtle and a lamb.
It did. Well, it did.
What is so great about all of this?
Your defense of it is making me laugh even more. Okay. Jerry, Cam Newton, and other stuff.
Right? Yes. No, next hour. I just watched it. I recorded it, and I will edit it now and probably miss the rest of the show.
What is he screaming about?
Well, he's... So a lot of the former Panthers were upset with his, I walked into a locker room full of losers comment from the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So he did his podcast, which was either released yesterday or the day before, and I just saw he responded, so I just rolled on it, and now I'll edit it and have some responses from Cam Newton to the likes of Steve Smith, Jeff Schwartz. I'm trying to think who else might have responded, but they had a bunch of guys that replied and had comments about what he said. So I will have that for you next hour. I'll give you Kellen Moore this hour, as he was introduced as the head coach of the Saints, only because we talked about Derek Carr last hour, and his comments here was more talking about Carr.
Derek's a tremendous quarterback in this league. I've had so much respect for him, the journey that he's been on. He's a starter in this league. He's a premier player in this league. He's had a great journey, obviously going from Fresno State to the Raiders and now here. Really excited to team up with him and go through this process.
So
yeah, it sounds like they want to keep him.
So I guess, I mean, I'm reading that he was non-committal. That sounded more like he's looking forward to working with him. Who knows? But he is the new head coach in New Orleans. The Jets did make it official with Aaron Rodgers. They move on. I imagine we'll hear from Rodgers at some point on the McAfee show, but haven't yet this week. The Giants putting this limited stake of the team on the market for up to 10%. All right, NBA-wise, we've reached the All-Star break. So they are in San Francisco for the festivities this weekend. This was an odd one. Charles Barkley on TNT talking about the city and getting set for the weekend. And the reaction that he got doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but maybe it does. I don't know.
I actually like San Francisco. I really do.
I love to hear that.
I do. I mean, obviously, hey, listen, we got to do something about the homeless. They need their help. We need to clean it up a little bit.
Hey, you can't boo that you want to help the homeless. How does
that make sense? I thought he originally said, like, a couple weeks ago that he wasn't going to San Francisco because he didn't want to go there.
Right.
Okay.
And he absolutely said
that. And that's what this is all in reaction to. Well,
when he said we need to help the homeless and clean it up a bit, they booed him. A weird thing to boo, isn't it?
Leave these people on the streets.
This is stupid.
We want our city filled with garbage and crime.
I thought that was kind of bizarre. Then there was Shaq at the end of the night. You know, there were a few games, a handful of games last night. Here was Shaq, who had enough at the end.
In the words of Marshawn Lynch, I'm tired of America. We get fired anywhere.
Wow. We're getting fired anyway, Ernie. F it.
Yes.
Shaq. Damn.
Letting loose.
Are they real? But they're not really getting fired, are they?
What's going on? You read that they're going to come back as just a sports show. Then ESPN's going to pick them up. Then TNT is going to have them still. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. But they still have it this year, and we still are.
But it's not because, you know, they're doing a bad job. It's just they don't want to maybe be in the rights business any longer with the. So it's, right. I mean, it's almost like they're taking it a little too personally when it's not them. Mm-mm. Their show's successful. I'm sure the executives love the job they're doing. They're just probably thinking, hey, in this ever-changing landscape of media, do we want to be paying a league this much money to carry games where the ratings are plummeting every single year?
And do we want to be paying talent what they want to be paid?
All right, so let's talk about Scott Hansen then. So supposedly NBC wants to add him because he's in a contract dispute for Red Zone?
Well, NFL Network, I guess, is just completely pulling the plug. They've been trying to sell it.
Red Zone.
Well, and does Red Zone emanate with NFL, than NFL Network? Is that right?
NFL Media, I believe.
So they're trying to sell NFL Media. They have been. So that's why they cut back on everything. And they've cut a lot of talent.
But yet all these shows have 19 guys on the pregame shows.
Yeah, ESPN does. NBC does. Again, they're trying to sell. I think they're trying to sell the NFL Network to ESPN.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that would make sense, I suppose. I don't know.
Listen, if you buy it, you give them hundreds of millions of dollars, it's more likely that you're going to be one of their partners when the CBA gets ripped up and all the TV contracts get ripped up.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. And since it is Valentine's Day,
yeah,
I thought it would be fun to play this because perhaps, and I know Al and I have talked about this on the podcast before, but since she sat down with Grant Benzinger on his podcast, this is Jeannie Buss talking about this living arrangement she has with Jay Moore. probably not the best day to do it for couples, but it is interesting.
Okay, everybody is going to want to live exactly the same way.
It does sound kind of amazing.
Right now, we live in a building that has three units. So I live on the top floor, and Jay lives on the first floor.
Be clear, they're a couple. They're not 15 years old.
No, they're married. They're actually married.
They're married? Yes. Oh, I thought they were engaged married. So they're married, and they live on different floors in this building. So you would wonder, all right, maybe is the middle floor like a communal floor for the two of them? No.
So there's, you know, a couple that live between us. So we live together. We're at the same address, except I'm unit three and he's unit one.
Could this be the future of couples?
Wow. What,
it's speechless.
I'm trying to see. Is Gina up?
Oh, yeah, she is.
Well, happy Valentine's Day. Separate houses.
Yeah. So there's not, it wasn't like a 3-floor building that they owned together. There's actually people in between on the second floor.
It sounds like a 3-apartment condo complex.
I believe she owns the building. I'm not 100%, but I think she owns the building. And so she's got renters in the middle, and he took the first floor, and they live separate lives, and she says it works.
We don't really want to change anything because, you know, I like my space, and I have my schedule, and he likes his space, and he has his schedule.
And she just takes the elevator up and down. And by the way, someone on this staff has a thing for Jeannie Buss.
Someone on this staff.
Yes, yes, yes.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, she's pretty sexy.
I will tell you, watching the interview, she is very attractive.
I had not seen her in a while. It's just hard for me to think that Phil Jackson was with her for a very long time.
Yeah, she looks better now than when she was like 40. She looks great. Actually,
you know, interesting. It definitely had to be worked on because the Jeannie Buss that I'm seeing a few years ago is the one I remember, and the one now, you're right, looks amazing.
She looks great.
You're right. Wow. 63.
Funny. Anyhow, so yeah.
63 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when she was what, 18 or 19 when Magic came up?
Yeah.
Right? When she with her dad and everything and that show we watched. U.S. beat Finland 6-1. I'll have more from them next hour. A couple of goals apiece for Matthew and Brady Tkachuk. The U.S. will play Canada on Saturday night.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I saw this morning that the first ever robot deliveries are happening with Uber Eats in Jersey City. So it's not a robot like a human robot. It's a little cart. And I don't know. I want to say it's about yay big here, Boomer, for the audience on CBS Sports Network. I would say it's like a little, it's smaller than a wheelbarrow, I would say that.
And you think that Jersey City has big enough sidewalks?
They do have very large sidewalks.
You got to have space.
So they put, and there's no tip, so I thought Al would love this. If it comes down to Bradley Beach, you don't tip the robot, doesn't go anywhere. If you do give a tip, it sends it back to you. But they lock up, they put the food in there, and then they lock it up. And the only way that you can unlock it is on your phone on the Uber Eats app. So that makes people say, hey, I'm not going to try to, you know, break this robot and get the food out of there because I can't unlock it.
However, so the robot is programmed to stay on these sidewalks and not go on the road?
That's what they claim.
So it's interesting. I was talking to Gunner the other night. You know, he was out in San Francisco and he tested out the driverless
Ubers.
Yeah. They're called Whammos or something. I forget what they're called.
Crash, bang, boom is what they're called.
And it was interesting. He said, you know, you could either get in the back seat or you can get in the passenger side. You could not get in the driver's side.
Okay.
And he said he had taken it at least 4 or 5 times. And he goes, I'm a big believer. He goes, I'm telling you, in about 5 years from now, there's going to be driverless cars all over the place.
Doing like rideshare stuff.
Rideshare, like, unless you want to buy one and just.
I don't know. I'd be scared to do that at this point. But maybe the technology.
Especially
gets
around here, you know, if you're on the Southern State Parkway.
Oh, forget about it. I mean,
when you're out there, man, and people are whipping in between you and the cars in front of you.
Absolutely.
I don't know how that thing would react. He said that he had gotten to a big intersection, and there were a number of these cars because he was out at a big conference out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they flooded the city with the cars. So, because they knew that they were, you know, obviously a lot of people getting around going to restaurants and things of that nature. So he said, he goes, interesting, getting to a big intersection and just watching the cars interacting with each other. And I said, you felt comfortable with it? He goes, yeah. He goes, I totally felt comfortable with it. I could totally buy into it. And I'm telling you, it's coming.
And in 10 years, I'll be watching a murder mystery documentary where somebody hacked the computers to kill people.
Oh, yeah, definitely. With his AI robot girlfriend that stops talking when he wants her to.
That looks like Jeannie Buss.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's no way that these little robots that are delivering the food are going to work, because nobody has any respect for anything. And there's going to be kids that are going to kick these things, knock it off track, knock it over so it doesn't go where it's going, needs to go, right? All you have to do is just take the thing, boom, knock it on its side. It's not going to go anywhere. And it doesn't have like a way to get itself back up. It's like a bug on its back.
I would think that they would be, before they unleash these things, they've gone through all these possible situations that they may have to deal with.
Yeah, but they're, you know, and I saw
and
an
then
interview.
What happens when, you know, when the thing shows up and it doesn't have what you want? Who do you yell at?
You got to send it back to the people, I guess, who put the food in it. But, you know, but do you agree with me? Nobody's got any respect for anything. Like, there's going to be kids that are going to be kicking this thing around. Like, even in my own neighborhood. So these seniors, I guess, I don't know what happens with them. But, like, the senior boys team, if the senior girls team wins a championship, then they go in, like, toilet paper houses and stuff.
Yep.
So, like, the girls lacrosse team won the championship. And then so the boys have to go in toilet paper to houses of the girls and everything. And the parents got to sit there and clean it up. So, you know what? It was, like, down the block from where I am. So I go outside. You know what's on my front lawn?
What's on your front lawn?
Two condom wrappers and an empty beer can. And somebody, like, took off on the side, like, on the lawn, like,
And that's Sayville.
That's Sayville. So these punk kids, I got the car. I got the make on the camera.
Oh, there you go.
And I'm going after them.
Just like Al Dukes would.
I'm going after them. And here's the thing. If they had just, like, kind of got the lawn a little bit, okay, fine. Like, there's some snow there, whatever. I don't have those Belgian blocks, which I think I'm going to put in. But you throw two empty condom wrappers onto my lawn and a empty beer can, and I've got you on camera. Now I'm coming for you.
So are you sure that they were empty? You can't do a DNA analysis?
You know, I probably...
Maybe sure if you really want to get into
it. You know what, I could.
DNA analysis.
You know, I still have it because it's in the bottom of the garbage can. And so I picked this stuff up. So I'm walking with these empty condom wrappers and this empty can of beer. And there's a gentleman walking his dog, and I'm like embarrassed that I'm holding this stuff, you know? I'm thinking he probably thinks this is me. So I don't, like, I kind of avoid him. I don't look at him. And then I throw it in the garbage can, and then he just looks at me and he goes, I hate people. There's crap everywhere. No respect.
And this isn't Sayville.
I know.
Shocking. Yeah, no respect.
Well, it's kids. It's not the adults. It's the kids. It's these teenage kids.
You know what I think you and Gina should do now?
Now that we got all the information?
Now I think you should start a neighborhood watch.
Oh, we already have that.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, we're all over it.
You guys packing?
I'm going to leave that part of this alone. All right?
Sounds like you are packing. That's good.
I'm just telling these kids, one time, that's it. I'm coming after you after one. You don't even get a grace period, you little punk-ass kid with your condom wrappers.
There you go.
What do you need? Do you be having that much sex in front of my house? You got two empty condom wrappers?
Why would they be empty?
You're having sex.
Wouldn't they be full?
No, the condom wrapper.
The wrapper.
Oh, the wrapper, not the actual condom.
No, I'm not picking up. I think I was picking up used condoms with my hands and throwing them out.
I thought maybe you'd have gloves on. And this is what I was saying, talking about DNA.
No. Well, it could have DNA from the... Well, I actually get it from anything. But then
you find out who's driving a car, and it's a guy, and then he's with his, you know, high school girlfriend, and then you loop her into the whole thing, then you're going to out her to her parents.
Perfect. Good. Next time, be a little smarter.
Okay.
You know, teenage punks. you threw your Mick Ultra can on the wrong lawn. It's like Fort Knox over there. The amount of cameras I got up. I got everything. I got your hair color. I got your ugly face. I got your stupid car. I got all of it. So watch out.
Get Migs and Falzone on it.
Well, I'm going higher than that.
Oh, you are.
I love Migs and Falzone, but they're like, you know, one of them's working at the airport these days.
To the DA? What are you doing?
I could do that.
Yeah.
I'm friendly with the police commissioner and the district attorney, but I'm not going to bother them with that unless I have to.
I mean, you know, I think you're taking it to a whole nother level. You were a kid once.
No, I know. But
I didn't disrespect lawns like that. I don't think.
Yeah, I'm sure somewhere along the line you did something stupid.
Yeah, of course I did. And you know what? The people in the houses got pissed off. So now it's my turn. Right?
I guess so, yeah.
You want these kids to do time?
No. No. I just want to scare the hell out of them. That's all I want.
Okay.
You know, one of those scared straight situations that they used to do with, like, Dr. Phil. You know, bring them to the jail. Walk them around. Condom wrappers. How dare you?
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.